Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs released in March, April, and May of 1968. We'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Edward Starr, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, The Temptations, The Marvelettes, Shorty Long, and Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Well, first up this half hour, Stevie Wonder. Well, the creative writing team of Stevie Wonder, Sylvia Moy, and Henry Cosby produced a succession of hits in 1967, and the team stayed in place for Wonder's smash first single of 1968, the song coming up called Shooby Dooby Doo Ba Day. Well, it's like many Stevie songs. It's built on a mere riff, but it's a great riff nonetheless. Stevie's new favorite instrument, the clarinet, is prominent, and the chorus is a mesmerizing, nonsensical chant. Well, co-writer Sylvia Moy recalled that at this point, we had really more or less run out of titles. The song's message was like a little scat. It says something and then it doesn't, and yet it says a lot. She remembers the title being the singer's idea. Sometimes Stevie would come up with the greatest feelings. Well, their working arrangement was unique, since having a melody and lyrics transcribed for Stevie in Braille was not an option. Ms. Moy further recalled that I would be in the control room with a microphone, and he'd be out in the studio with his earphones on. Well, we'd put on a track, and I would sing the song. Stevie would listen to the line I was singing, then he would sing that line listening to the next line, and he would never miss a beat. He was absolutely amazing. Here is Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memories.
Your tears were gone, my darling. Oh.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, and they reached number 8 in March of 1968. Before that, Edward Starr had a song that only made it to 112, I Am the Man for You Baby, and we started with Stevie's number 9 tune, Shooby Dooby Doobah Day. You found Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This half hour, we're featuring Motown releases from March, April, and May of 1968. Well, coming up, a song by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, a song called I Promise to Wait My Love. Well, Billie Jean Brown was a Motown secretary who also ruled the quality control meetings in 1968. For the song coming up by Martha and the Vandellas called I Promise to Wait My Love, Brown got a chance to write, produce, and sing. Well, Martha Reeves recalled that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, wanted me, as a favor to him, to sing a song with his secretary and let her sing background. While there isn't a Vandella on there during this song, and Billie did the production, her first time doing that. It was hand-tailored especially for me. It was like a gift, and I felt very blessed to have it. Well, here is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. I Promise Not to Wait My Love. Right here on Motown Memories.
Love that's sweet for you and a heart that sadly yearns because you've left me all. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I remember you said, long as the rivers flow, each day you love me more. Now you wanna leave me behind. Listen, baby, I don't know what it's gonna take to make you stay. I just know I've got to find a way, cause I could never, 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 never have been loving you. No other love would I share, cause none, none could compare to loving you. Oh, baby, on my bed and knees, I'm begging you to stay.
Tom Memory with the Temptations, I Could Never Love Another After Loving You, and that reached number 13 in the featured year of 1968. Before that, The Four Tops with If I Were a Carpenter, number 20, and we started with Martha and the Vandellas, I Promise to Wait My Love, number 62. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs released in March, April, and May this half hour. Well, coming up, The Marvelettes with the number 44 song called Here I Am Baby. Well, Here I Am Baby was written by Smokey Robinson, and Barbara McNair originally had premiered the song on her 1966 album of the same name, Here I Am Baby. It was released as a single the following spring, but it failed to chart. Well, Smokey tried again in 1968 with the Marvelettes, using Wanda Rogers' sexy voice, swirling organ, and crisp tambourine playing, plus a change of rhythm. One of the Funk Brothers' funkiest ever that was directed by Smokey Robinson himself. Well, no less than James Brown took note of this great track, and he recorded it himself in 1968 with a little funky sound to it. Well, here is the Marvelettes version of Here I Am Baby, right here on Motown.
This is Motown Memories.
with Tom Fallon.
Hear ye! Hear ye! The court's in session. The court's in session. Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge! Here come the judge!
Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you. Judge, here come the judge.
Hold up, hold up. What's the first case on the docket?
Judge, I got a boy here, can't dance.
Can't dance?
Can't dance, y'all.
90 days. 30 days of boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing-a-ling. And 30 more for the Afro twist.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That was Yester Love, and that reached number 31 in May of 1968. Well, some Motown fans have wondered about the similarity between that song, Yester Love, and Stevie Wonder's song called Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. Well, because the Miracles record got out first, some Motown analysts speculate that songwriters Ron Miller and Brian Wells were borrowing from Smokey Robinson. But the Motown session logs tell us that a singer by the name of Chris Clark was first to record Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday way back in August of 1966. Another interesting tidbit about Yester Love, it's one of the few Motown singles that doesn't fade out at the end. Well, before that, we heard a novelty song from Shorty Long. His greatest charting song reached number 8 in 68. It was a song called Here Comes the Judge, and it was taken after a running gag on a television show in the United States called Rowan and Martin's Laughing. And we started with the Marvelettes, Here I Am Baby, number 44. Well, you found the home of Motown memories for this entire hour, and we've been featuring songs this half hour from March, April, and May of 1968. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.